It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, just when we thought there couldn't be any more of a shakeup at City Hall, think again. Not only is another top official about to hit the exit door, but there's been another FBI raid. Let's get details from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, let's start with this. Could Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch become the next NYPD commissioner? Or could former First Deputy Ben Tucker come out of retirement after leaving the department 3 years ago to be the new top cop? Well, the mayor was pressed about it at a press conference at the Times Square subway station last evening.
The police commissioner is standing right next to us right now doing his job. We cannot thank him enough for coming in and moving to stabilize. And anytime there's personnel changes made, we'll announce it and let you know.
And then just moments later, literally, at an interview on Telemundo, we got this.
We're going to be announcing the permanent police commissioner. We're doing a lot of reorg.
So stay tuned for that. Now, as for that raid you're talking about, a federal agent searched the NYPD's school safety division in Long Island City yesterday as well, apparently all part of an ongoing investigation into city contracts. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Well, for more on all of this, plus a continuing coverage of the federal investigation into Mayor Adams, stay with 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. While officials say it wasn't the worst-case scenario, tell that to the relatives of the 16 people who were killed when Hurricane Milton barreled through Florida. In the aftermath, flooded streets, homes ripped apart, and millions without power. The town of Hempstead coming to the aid of folks in Florida, town supervisor Don Claven.
We're going to be collecting anything from foods that are non-perishable, baby food, bottled water, diapers, hygiene products, first aid products, and then we're going to be taking that and shipping it down to our friends down south. They were here for us. You know, when we had Superstorm Sandy, it's nice to return the favor.
More info coming from officials at 11 this morning at Town Hall. The Adams administration reports on PATH, the Partnership Assistance for Transit Homelessness. This runs on the overnights and pairs transit comps with outreach workers and clinicians. Tania Kinsella is the first deputy police commissioner.
Each team consists of one nurse, two service coordinators, and four officers led by a supervisor. These teams operate in three zones across Manhattan, focusing on areas with the highest concentration of unhoused individuals.
The program actually started in August. Officials say so far it's made contact with more than 1,500 people and connected about 500 of them to some kind of services. A 13-year-old now hospitalized after being stabbed near the Eagle Academy for Young Men in Brownsville. Police say the whole thing appears to have started as an argument between rivals yesterday afternoon. On Roosevelt Place and Atlantic Avenue, they say the boy was stabbed in the back. He is now stable. No word yet what that argument was about, and so far no arrests. Weeks after getting shot in Corona Park, the Bronx, a 16-year-old has died. Kamari Sanders was riding his moped on Jennings Street in the early morning hours of August 23rd when the shots rang out, hitting him in the neck. Police believe the shooting was linked to gang activity in the area, but so far, no arrests. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No.
Those northern lights.
It's the Aurora Borealis, which was visible from across the metro area last night from Suffolk County to New Jersey. Yeah, they could even see it across the pond in England as well as far south as Washington, D.C. And there's going to be another big show in the sky.
Comets.
Tsuchinshan Atlas, discovered last year, is slinging toward Earth and will make its closest approach, about 44 million miles away, on Saturday. Astronomers say it should be bright enough to see with the naked eye. It's come from the Oort cloud, well beyond Pluto, and won't return for another 80,000 years, assuming it survives the trip. Comets are frozen leftovers from the solar system's formation, and they heat up as they swing toward the sun, releasing their characteristic streaming tails. To see it, venture outside about an hour after sunset on a clear night and look to the west. Sally Brummel, the planetarium manager at the Bell Museum in Minnesota, says it'll be this fuzzy circle with a long tail stretching away from it. Telescopes and binoculars will help. I'm Ben Thomas.
City Harvest marking 20 years of its mobile markets program. Chief Policy and Operations Officer Carlos Rodriguez.
Our first mobile market opened in Melrose in South Bronx. And in the two decades since, we've grown to 9 mobile markets, and they've also helped inform other what we call community partner distributions, which spanned across 18 different sites in the 5 boroughs.
The program allows people to get free, fresh fruit and veggies, Rodriguez noting that this program is vital now with food insecurity being at an all-time high. In fact, visits to City Harvest food pantries are up 82% compared to 2019. 1010 Wins, a proud partner with City Harvest. Find out how you can either receive help or donate at cityharvest.org. There is a massive food recall to tell you about. This does not apply, however, to vegetarians.
A company called Bruce Pack is recalling nearly 10 million pounds of meat and poultry because the ready-to-eat products may be contaminated with Listeria bacteria. The foods were made at the company's plant in Durant, Oklahoma, between June 19 and October 8th and shipped to restaurants and food service vendors. The products include chicken strips, breasts and patties, and beef patties and fajita strips. Eating foods contaminated with Listeria can cause serious illness and death.
That's Michael Toscano. The products have a best buy date of June 19, 2025 to October 8, 2025. So far, there are no reports of anyone getting sick. Mattel is recalling 2 million infant swings. These are the Fisher-Price Snugga swings, with the recall coming after 5 infants died from suffocation. That was between 2012 and 2022. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the swings should never be used for sleep, and bedding materials such as blankets should not be added as they can increase the risk of suffocation. There's also an issue apparently with the headrest, which Mattel is telling people to remove along with the body support insert in the seat pad. These $160 swings were sold at Toys R Us, Walmart, Sam's Club, and Target, as well as on Amazon. 1010 Wins Sports, for the first time since the turn of the century, we have both our Big Apple baseball teams headed to the League Championship Series.
Yeah, Susan, the Yankees punched their tickets to the ALCS around 10:45 last night on the Fan.
Weaver deals to Curiel, a high fly to center, this is it. Judge is there, he makes the catch. Ball game over. American League Division Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Taking game 4 in Kansas City, 3-1 behind 7 innings from their ace Gerrit Cole, backed by RBI singles from Juan Soto, Gleyber Torres, and Giancarlo Stanton, with an extra motivated Aaron Judge scoring the final run.
All day I was just thinking about our season ended here in 23. This is where we ended, no playoffs, and you know, that stung. A lot of guys stuck around, we're just staring at the field, just, you know, kind of a lot of what ifs, and you know, to have our season keep moving on here is pretty awesome.
Yanks and Mets waiting now to see who's next. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
This revelation from Martha Stewart while she was giving advice to others.
Young women, listen to my advice. If you're married and your husband starts to cheat on you, get out of that marriage.
Didn't you have an affair early on?
Yeah, but I don't think Andy ever knew about that.
The admission comes in a new Netflix documentary in which the lifestyle icon admits to cheating on her then husband. See what other dirt Martha dishes when the film starts streaming on October 30th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.